Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships live radio broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Star Williams. Do you know that as believers, we are meant to live in a supernatural realm? We are meant to live as supernatural beings. The Bible says that we are in this world, but we are not of this world, meaning this world is not our home. We live here, but it's not our final destination. Today, I want to talk to you about living in the supernatural realm and tapping into the supernatural beings of who we are and who we are meant to be. We are continuing our series we've been talking about for the past several weeks, faith, building our faith up, growing in faith, strength about weeks ago, the found what faith is. And the bottom line is that we want to have active faith in God. And faith is a spiritual matter. It's not a natural matter. It's not an earthly or carnal or just, it's not natural. It's a spiritual matter. Think about it. We worship a God that you cannot see with your natural eyes. He's unseen to the natural eye. However, to the spiritual eye, he's seen. He is seen because he is a spirit, and he is seen by the spiritual eye. That's why when John 4 and 24 says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. It didn't say, you know, in the body and in the flesh, but it said in spirit and in truth. And so God is a spirit. So that's why we have to tap in to our spiritual, our supernatural lives and our supernatural inheritance. The real you is a spirit. You are a spirit. You live in a body, and you have a soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. Your body isn't the real you. It's just like a vehicle to accomplish things as human beings here on earth. But the real you is your spirit man. And when you cease to exist, your spirit man will not cease to exist. It will continue to exist throughout eternity. And where you choose to live eternity, where you choose to have your home, it's going to determine where you live. Heaven with God and the presence of God and the angels and all the saints and Jesus, or in hell, separated from God with Satan and all the demons and all those who rejected God and all those who, you know, who lived not in their spiritual inheritance in Christ Jesus. So we are going to always exist as spirit beings. So we have to learn how to tap in and know and live as supernatural spiritual beings in the name and the cause of Christ Jesus. And one of the greatest ways that you and I can do that is by praying in the Spirit. Praying in tongues. Praying in the Spirit. And I want to really focus on that today and pinpoint praying in tongues and how effective it is and how it immediately makes us our spirit man. It makes our mind. It makes our body. It makes our soul aware that we are not of this world, that we are of another world and a heavenly realm and a heavenly kingdom. Praying in tongues immediately brings us into the spiritual realm and the supernatural realm of God. You know, the ultimate reason that God saved humanity and Jesus came and saved us and gave us, you know, the opportunity to be reconciled with God was for fellowship. We are born again, or we are, you know, made new creations because God wants fellowship with us. He wants fellowship and he wants relationship with creation. He wants relationship with his creation. That's the main reason that we are born again. and speaking in tongues and having fellowship with God and being able to commune with Him is the reason for our existence. And when we are living out the reason and the purpose for our existence, there's joy, there's peace, there's purpose in our lives when we are connected with God. God is a spirit. We must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So praying in tongues. Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans 8 and 26. We're talking about faith, activating our faith, making our faith real and alive, not just some sort of, you know, form of godliness without power or without any substance or without, you know, anything behind it. We want our faith in God to be something that can move mountains, something that is tangible. And I believe that speaking in tongues, in fact, the word of God, the speaking in tongues is one of the greatest tools and weapons for us to tap into our supernatural realm and existence. You know, inside of everyone, believer and non-believer, there is something that reaches, that desires, that yearns after another realm, after the supernatural realm. There's something within each of us that says we are not of this world. We are called to live a supernatural, powerful life. And that can go, you know, one way or the other. That can go, you know, with God or that can go against God. But there's something in all of us that says we are created for more. There is a God-sized hole in each one of God's creation. A God-sized hole that God wants to fill up with His presence and with His Holy Spirit. But many times people don't fill that with God. They fill it with other things, with counterfeit things. But, you know, in each person, there, you ask anyone, if you were to go out on the street and do a survey or do a poll, and if you were to ask people, you know, about their life and about what their purpose and their destiny is, they would more than likely have something in them that would say, you know, I'm born for greatness. I'm born for something more than just, you know, a mundane kind of life on this earth. I was created for more, for to do something great for God. Now, whether they're living in that or not, that's their choice. But inside of each person, there's something that yearns, that knows that they are special and they're created for something more. And we have to know God. We have to be born again. We have to be filled with His presence. We have to be aware of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, which is what we've been speaking of the last few weeks. If you've missed any of the episodes, tune in to and listen to those. Catch up on those. You can go to my website, lifeenrichmentinc.com, lifeenrichmentinc.com, and you can listen to some of the previous websites or the previous episodes. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/BGHR as well to listen to some of the previous ones. But we've been talking about being aware of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit within us, God's presence in us, God's presence in us. And being filled with His Holy Spirit, being baptized, receiving Jesus, and being filled with the Holy Spirit is one of the greatest things that we could ever do in our lives. And not only that, but tapping into and drawing on the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us into all truth, to lead and guide us by His Holy Spirit into all truth. Because we can have the gift of the Holy Spirit, but if we're not leaning on Him, if we're not relying, if we're not trusting His guidance, then He's not going to lead. We have to put Him to work. We have to put Him into, you know, to work, to ask of Him, to, you know, to rely and to desire His guidance and His leading for Him to, you know, have that open door to come in and to move and to reign in our lives. Romans 8 and 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Spirit helps in our weaknesses. We don't know what we should pray, but it's the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, himself, who is making intercession for us. And that is with groanings which cannot be uttered. And that's speaking in tongues. That's, you know, speaking in a language that is not of this world. The Holy Spirit wants us, he desires us to lean, to rely on him. Let's look at Jude. Jude 1 and 20. Jude is the very, very small book. It doesn't even have any chapters. It's just 25 verses right before the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. But Jude 1 and 20, it says, "But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Wow. Building, how are you building yourself up in your most holy faith? Praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying and seeking God. Having that fellowship. Desiring and having that communion with God, our Father. Worshiping him in spirit and in truth. How do we build ourselves up in our most holy faith, the greatest faith, the highest faith that there is? We're strengthened by praying in the Holy Spirit. We're strengthened by praying in the Holy Spirit. And not only that, it goes on to say, keeping ourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. We're talking about tapping in, praying in the Holy Spirit. You know, we can live our lives that are so focused on the material things of this world, and we can live our lives focused on the natural things of this world. But we're truly not going to be happy and fulfilled unless we're living in a supernatural realm, a realm that is not of this world. That means, yes, our bodies, which I've been talking about, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, where he lives, where he dwells, where he resides. However, your body and your flesh is not to dictate your course. It's not to dictate your destiny. Only the Spirit of God should do that. Only the Spirit of God should be leading you and guiding you into all truth. So, what are you to do with your body, your flesh? Well, it submits to the power of God. It submits to the presence of God. It submits, and you put your flesh under subjection to the Spirit of God. And that's when your spirit man will rule, will reign, will have supreme authority over your life. The scripture says in James, if we submit to God, resist the devil, he'll flee. Submit. We have to put our flesh under subjection. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And let's start in verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. Amen. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. Amen. Amen. God wants us to connect with him, our spirit man to spirit man. God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, if I pray in tongues, it says, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray in the spirit, and I will also pray with understanding. I will sing in the Spirit or with the Spirit. I will also sing with understanding. I love that. When we pray, you know, the word says that the Holy Spirit himself is the scripture that we read earlier in Romans 8 and 26. It says, the Spirit is making intercession for us with groaning. So when the Bible says that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, the rivers of living water, the source is God. The source is God. And God is waiting to be released in our lives. He's waiting to be released from our innermost being. So God is the source. The Spirit is the one that's making intercession for us. We just have to open our mouth and yield to His Spirit and pray and allow Him to lead and guide and direct us into all truth. Man, Holy Spirit is just waiting for the church. He's waiting for His sons and daughters of God to yield to Him, to allow Him to have His way, to allow the presence of God to do what He wants to do, not with our own agenda, but allowing Him to see the agenda for our life, for our purpose, our destiny, for our in our churches, in every aspect of our lives. God is waiting for us to allow Him to make and set the way and lead and guide us into all truth. So back to the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. So the Holy Spirit says, I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with understanding. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's healing. There's joy in the presence of God. There's fullness of joy in His presence. There's peace. Spirit is, there is life. There is health. And we can no longer quench and squelch the Holy Spirit. He's trying to lead us. He's trying to direct us. But we're just ignoring Him. We're not even tuning. We're not even aware, of the gift that God has given to us by His Holy Spirit. We have to become aware of who the Holy Spirit is in our life and how it affects and how He directs our faith. Verse 16, and it says, otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? So it goes on to talk about, you know, the Spirit and how, you know, and the Spirit and understanding, et cetera. So God is a Spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us and directs us into all truth. We can go back up to verse 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It says, pursue love, desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, okay, underline that, highlight that. In the Spirit, we speak mysteries. That's why when we pray in the Spirit, when we pray with the Spirit, when we sing with the Spirit, we are connecting with God. We are communicating mysteries and secret things, and it's being uploaded, and God is downloading His presence and His answers and His wisdom into our life and into our heart. Praying in the Holy Spirit is a divine connection and highway to God. And it's so vital that we yield and we tap into the Holy Spirit and we know the gift that we have, because it's like if on Christmas, you know, you put on, you know, your list, the gift, and you get it. If you don't open the gift, if you don't unwrap the package and see what you have and, you know, partake of the gift, is it right? It was all for nothing. I mean, the gift is yours. The gift is, you know, belongs to you. The gift has been given to you in your possession. But if you don't open it, and if you don't, you know, partake of it, it's all for nothing. Well, same with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a gift from God. When Jesus left, he says, I'm not leaving you as orphans. No, I'm not. But I'm going to send you a comforter called the Holy Spirit. And when he comes, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will speak of things concerning me. He will remind you of what I have taught you. And he will lead you and guide you into, he will be wisdom of God. He will be your empowerment to be witnesses for God. Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. When we speak in an unknown tongue, we are speaking in the Spirit and we are communicating mysteries. Mysteries. Think about it for a minute. Let that sink into your heart what God is speaking to you today. Jeremiah 33:3, God says, call on me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. Call on me, I'll answer, I'll respond. I'll bring the wisdom and the direction that you need, things that you haven't thought of, things and mysteries that have been hidden, but they will be revealed and uncovered by me as you seek me. You will find me if you seek me with your whole heart. And it goes on to say, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies who? Himself. We're in 1 verse 14. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. Wow. But he who prophesies, what does it say, edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues. I'll say that again. I wish you all spoke with tongues. But even more that you prophesied, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets. Yeah, there you go. That the church may receive edification. So here Paul is talking about the difference between speaking in tongues and prophecy. But he makes it clear and distinct that he wishes everybody would speak in tongues. Everyone would speak in tongues. Why? Because it edifies you. It builds you up in your most holy faith. That's what we're talking about today. Your relationship with God. Being built up in your most holy faith. We're not, you know, talking right now about the edification of the church. We're talking about being strengthened as individuals in the body of Christ, in our faith, in our fellowship, and in our relationship with God. So we are speaking mysteries as we speak in the Spirit. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships live radio broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Star Williams. We are talking about activating our faith by speaking in tongues and connecting with God as a spirit. Now let's take some time and pray. And we're going to close. We just have a few minutes left. Jesus, you know, he instructed them to go to Jerusalem to wait for the promised Holy Spirit. This was after he, you know, he resurrected from the dead, before he ascended into heaven. And he made sure that they received, they were in the right place at the right time to receive the fulfillment, to receive the promised Holy Spirit. And if we have all of that help, if we have the gift of God, if we have his Spirit, his empowerment, his mark, and his seal upon our life, we must open the gift. We must open the package and partake of the Holy Spirit. It's not just for a few certain select or elect people, but it's for everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord. Paul says, I wish you all would speak in tongues. I wish you all would speak in tongues. You know, and he even said in another part of the scripture, I pray in tongues more than ye all. Spend some time just praying in tongues. And I would just ask you just to yield to God. Receive his Holy Spirit. Activate your faith. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Your spirit connects with God. And that's how you grow. That's how you develop. That's how you become more like God. That's how you get God's heart and his mind. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Lord, that we're not, God, that we're talking about being more like you. We're not talking about emotionalism. We're not talking about our feelings. We're not talking about living in a natural, carnal realm, but we're talking about living as supernatural beings that you created us to be in this world, but not of this world. I would just pray, God, that you open the heart and mind, God, of your people, Lord. Let them know that prayer is a privilege. It is not a struggle. It is not something that brings weariness, but it is something that brings life and it brings health and it brings strength to our body, our mind, and our spirit. And I just thank you, God, that you would open the heart and the minds of your people to enter into the rest that you provide for us through prayer, through fellowship with you, God, through speaking in tongues, Lord, through using our heavenly language and connecting with you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hori alabasti halomoshi kiande le me sho halamasi kale be she tandalabasi. Mori alabasto talabashe tandobo shi kandolobo toroboshe. Hirabasi kaloboshe kandialabosi. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the gift that you are to us. We receive your Spirit, God. We receive your empowerment, your understanding, your wisdom, which is from God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are the center of our life. We thank you, Lord, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that our bodies, our mind, and our spirit belong to you. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being a part of it. Tune in next week as we continue talking about activating our faith and being supernatural beings, living in this world but not being partakers of this. In Jesus' name, amen.